World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. The clean, cinematic buildup to this World Cup final lasted right up until the weather, the crowds, and the money got involved. Because in the last day, the story stopped being just Messi against Spain or Yamal against history. It turned into something more alive than that. Reuters reported that thunderstorms disrupted training plans for both Spain and Argentina. Reuters also focused on how expensive this tournament has become for supporters, especially at the sharpest end of the event, where FIFA may be winning financially while fans feel the squeeze. And on Argentina's side, Lionel Scaloni leaned into the emotional pull of the supporters, saying that energy is driving his team toward one more title. So if yesterday the question was what kind of final this is becoming, today the question is what kind of pressure environment this final is being played inside. That is the real update. And for me, that matters. Because finals are never only about ideal football conditions. They are about who can carry noise, delay, expectation, symbolism, and emotion without losing their shape. Messi is still the emotional center of this match, but I do think the more interesting detail now is how Argentina are choosing to talk about that pressure. Not just through nostalgia, not just through destiny language, but through collective belief and crowd energy. Scaloni's framing matters because it tells you Argentina do not want this final to feel sterile. They want it to feel alive, heated, almost inevitable. On the other side, Spain still looked like the cool machine in this final. That part has not changed. What has changed is the environment around them. If training is disrupted, if the atmosphere is heavier, if the occasion becomes more emotionally unstable, Spain's control has to be even more real, not just aesthetically impressive. That puts pressure on the whole Spanish structure. And it also sharpens the human angle around Lamine Yamal. Because Yamal is not just a talent in this story anymore. He is the young face standing opposite the gravitational pull of Messi in the biggest match of the tournament. That is a football detail, but it is also an emotional one. One player carries memory, legend, and a fan base trying to hold on to a last great chapter. The other carries projection, future, and the sense that a new era is already knocking on the door. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. Now, I want to be disciplined here, because this show already spent time yesterday on the generational symbolism of this final. So the fresh question today is not simply, are Messi and Yamal important? Of course they are. The fresh question is whether the final day conditions make this game more vulnerable to emotion than Spain would like, or more vulnerable to control than Argentina would like. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. Several preview threads still converge on the same tactical argument. Spain want rhythm, spacing, and composure. Argentina are more comfortable if the match starts to breathe faster, if duels matter more, if emotion leaks into the decisions. Normally, I would say that is just standard final week analysis. But once you add disrupted preparation and a louder external environment, the tactical debate feels less theoretical. It starts to feel immediate. Who carries the pressure inside that? Messi does, obviously, because every touch is being read as legacy. But I actually think Yamal carries a different kind of burden that people underestimate. Messi is trying to complete a feeling. Yamal is trying to remain free inside a match that wants to turn him into a symbol. For a young player, that is a very specific test. That matters more than the scoreline. There is also a distinctly North American layer to this final that should not be treated like background decoration. Reuters reporting on the cost of attending and consuming this World Cup really matters. This tournament has often looked spectacular on television, but the supporter experience has come with a price tag that people have not ignored. For fans in the United States and across the region, that becomes part of the meaning of this World Cup. Is this tournament expanding the game's emotional reach, or just proving how expensive global football can become once it lands on the biggest commercial stage? For me, that is not a side issue. It is one of the real stories of the tournament's final weekend. Because a World Cup in North America was always going to be judged on scale, logistics, spectacle, and spending power. But finals are where that judgment becomes personal. It is no longer about planning documents or host city promises. It is about whether the fans in and around MetLife feel part of the event or priced at its edges. That is where the tension actually is. And then there is the host stage pressure itself. The final is not just deciding a champion. It is also deciding part of the memory of this tournament in this region. The weather, the access, the spectacle, the crowd mix, the atmosphere outside the stadium, all of that now sits much closer to the football story than people like to admit. If the night feels seamless, North America gets a major symbolic win. If it feels strained, that also becomes part of the World Cup narrative. That is why the stage matters. So what should listeners actually watch once the game starts? Watch whether Spain can establish calm early, especially after a disrupted buildup. Watch whether Argentina succeed in turning the match into something more emotional and less controlled. Watch Messi not only for brilliance, but for how the team around him feeds off crowd energy. And watch Yamal for the opposite reason. Can he stay loose, decisive, and brave in a match that is trying to make him carry the future all at once? That, to me, is the final day lens that feels worth your time. Not a recycled headline list. Not empty mythology. A final where the football argument is real, the emotional argument is real, and the host stage argument is real too. And if yesterday was about meaning, today is about conditions. Conditions for greatness, conditions for nerves, conditions for memory. See you tomorrow.